USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
National Security Advisor John Bolton says President Trump and his senior intelligence team are on the same page about Russian attempts to influence U.S. elections. Bolton saying the president knew exactly what was going to be said at a Thursday White House briefing about the issue, that he wasn't at because he was on his way to a rally. Bolton saying that, in fact, the president directed that that briefing be held. On another issue, after the Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro appeared to be targeted in an assassination attempt on Saturday night involving drones, Bolton said the U.S. wasn't involved.
I can say unequivocally there was no U.S. government involvement in this at all.
He spoke on Fox News Sunday. Another death attributed to the car fire in Northern California. A utility worker's death yesterday brings the toll to 7. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Lawyers for former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort will today cross-examine one of the key witnesses against him. Accountant Cynthia LaPorta testified Friday she knowingly helped prepare false tax returns for Manafort and provided a bank with fake documents so he could get a loan. The talk on Sunday morning talk shows, again dominated by talk of Russian meddling and of election security.
Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of California tells CBS's Face the Nation that President Trump must forcefully denounce the Kremlin.
The president can't distinguish between any allegations of conspiracy against his campaign and the broader problem of Russia continuing to interfere in our elections. Dan Coats said this week that Russian efforts are pervasive. We see that the Russians are again trying to spearfish and potentially hack election campaigns.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
A Cincinnati biology teacher has become the first American to row solo across the North Atlantic. With more, here's USA's Rick Vincent.
Bryce Carlson landed in England's Isles of Scilly Saturday after rowing more than 2,000 miles from Newfoundland, Canada in just under 40 days. Carlson invested $75,000 of his own money, maxing out his credit cards to build a customized boat for the record-breaking crossing.
The person you're going to have to spend the most time with over the course of your life is yourself, so you better make yourself as interesting as possible.
Bryce was greeted at the pier in England by his father with a hug and a champagne shower. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
New research is showing that coal consumption in the United States is continuing to decline. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Coal consumption in the U.S. last year was at its lowest level since 1983, and it was the fourth consecutive year of declining domestic coal use. That according to a report from the U.S. Energy Information Administration, which also says the use of coal in electric power generation is down 36% since 2008, the highest level on record for U.S. coal production. Use of natural gas to create electricity is up 16% so far this year over last year, with renewable energy use up by 2% year to year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.